Hi, I'm John Jackson.
And I'm Greg Patent.
And we're the food guys. Well, a friend of mine who's a chef, cook of some renown, I think, sent me this little article. Actually, it's a lengthy article from The Guardian called Flour Power Meat Breadheads. you can find it at The Guardian. We'll give you a link. theguardian.com/food/2019, October 10th, flower power, et cetera. You'll probably find it, but anyway, look for it online. It's a really interesting article about, you know, it covers a broad spectrum of what we think about as the basic issues of food and food production by focusing on bread particularly. And it's a British newspaper, so of course they're talking about things in Great Britain, but it applies very much to the system and the situation we have here in the United States.
Well, we have mass-produced bread a lot, and it's always fascinating to me, John, when I read labels. The bread labels, because sometimes, you know, when we're not home and like when we're away during the winter months, I tend to buy sourdough breads from a bakery that I trust and know, and that's what we're eating.
Yeah.
You know, pretty much our only bread is going to be sourdough bread. If I want a loaf of supermarket bread and I go and I look at the ingredients, One of the ingredients that really disturbs me is vital wheat gluten. It's like, okay, there's already gluten in the flour, but now they're adding more gluten.
Right.
And I think this could probably be one of the reasons why people who have never had a gluten sensitivity or problem with gluten, maybe they're getting it from
getting
this
gluten
from
intolerance,
this excess gluten.
From
and
extra
then, of course,
gluten.
Wonder Bread, which is plain old white flour, which is inflated probably with carbon dioxide. There's no taste to this.
Very little. You know, see, the British have a kind of parallel called Chorleywood.
Chorleywood,
which is kind of a Chorley, is from the word churl, that is the mass of people.
Mm-hmm.
So Chorleywood was a place where the mill was that produced their version of what we call Wonder Bread.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a very interesting kind of theme that this is far and away the most most prominent food article bought in stores in the United Kingdom, in UK. And nonetheless, 50% of it is thrown away every day.
Because it's not bought?
Not because it's not bought. It's bought, but it's thrown away.
Thrown away. You know?
It's not used. And how can that be? Well, you know, the article actually concerns itself with a handful of very interesting people. Martin Wolf, for instance, was a British plant pathologist who began to study wheat in the very early on, and how he began to be kind of disillusioned and irritated by the fact that they would develop new varieties of wheat or any other kind of crop to combat the effects of insects and weeds and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
And they would produce, then they would have to produce new fungicides and to combat these things to go with, or, you know, pesticides, whatever. And very quickly, all these pathogens that attack these new varieties that they would develop would become inured to you know, the very thing that they had to invent to stop them. And so they were back in the same old thing. So he said, this can't be right. You know, it can't be right. And later on, he began to develop on his own experimental farm. And he found that, for instance, there were many better varieties. And essentially, he created a variety that was not a specific variety. It was based on about 190 varieties.
Uh-huh.
And he just threw it out in the field and said, grow, see what
grows. What happens.
And you know what? It worked. He produced something called YQ, yield quality. And now the problem was to get somebody to use it for cooking. And first of all, he found some people who would mill it properly. And these were independent kind of millers using windmills. And they figured it out.
Well, the thing is that he said that his wife baked cakes with this variety.
His wife baked cakes with, but she couldn't bake bread.
It wasn't easy to find anyone who could bake bread with it. And then there was a boutique baker who finally found out how
Kim
to make
Bell.
A great bread with it, and now it's spreading. Now, what I'm wondering is, I have no idea about what the gluten content of this is. Is it a soft wheat? Is it a hard wheat?
It's a moderately hard wheat, and it has a relatively good gluten content.
Well, that puzzles me, because why would you make great cakes with that? Because typically you want low gluten if you're going to be making cakes.
I don't know. What happened was, I think it turned out for Kim Bell, who is the baker that finally solved the whole problem, because she couldn't get a good mass. She went to the sourdough system, and that kind of solved her problem. But it's interesting, all these people kind of came together, the millers, the baker, this genius of a scientist and so forth, and produced something good, mainly because they could not stand Charlie Wood bread.
Charlie Wood bread.
And this is what happens when people actually finally say, you know, I'm just going to do what's right. I'm going to do this right instead of aiming toward how it's going to be produced or anything like that. And I think this is our way out of this. But you'll have to learn.
I would love to get some of this flour. I would love to try it myself.
Maybe you will. And maybe the listeners will come back next week for
the Food Guys.